All right, and with that, we say Vitami Vas and welcome to the Polka Show. Thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Dennis Swatek. Going to be here as usual, bringing you a good hour or so, maybe even close to 2 hours, of great Texas Czech polka and waltz music. And started things off there with the Texas Plainsmen from 1982, one called the Black Crow Polka. And with that, we are going to begin part two of our look back at the Bobby Jones Orchestra. And before we get into the show, do a little house cleaning. I want to congratulate everybody who won CDs in the big giveaway last month, or a couple of months ago, celebrating our 15 years of doing these Polka Show podcasts. Congratulations, all you guys. Hope you're enjoying the CDs. And I want to thank, let me get my list out here, Rose and Martin and Don and Larry and Patrick and Bradley and David for their kind contributions, whether it be money or CDs or beer. thank you all, guys, all so much. I really appreciate it. I know I contacted each one of you individually, but just want to say again, thank you so much. It definitely was not necessary, but I will take it, like I said. Thank you again. Anyway, with that out of the way, let's get into the show. And I actually had a couple of comments after last show, I guess, from people out of state asking me who exactly Bobby Jones Orchestra was. So, this month, I apologize if I pause a little bit. My sinus is kind of draining, so I'm going to stop and collect myself every once in a while. We're going to do a little history lesson in this show, and we're going to start things off, like I said, like we just did there, with the Texas Plainsmen. The Texas Plainsmen were a band out of the El Campo area, close to the Texas coast down there, close to where I was raised. I think they were, I'm not sure exactly when they formed. This recording comes from 1982. Features Bobby Jones from Bowling on accordion and vocals. The band also at the time featured Frankie Derba on guitar and vocals. Frankie would later go on to form the Granger Polka Boys in the mid to late 1990s. They were around for a while and then kind of disappeared. I have no clue where Frankie disappeared to. Also in that band was Greg Wendell on saxophone. I believe Greg is still playing with the Lazy Farmers Polka Band. And a few other guys I can't remember offhand, but I know they're all kind of stalwarts who play with lots of bands down around the area. But anyway, we're focusing on Bobby Jones. Like I said, Bobby Jones lived in Bowling, which is where I was born, down near the Texas coast. I found out later, I actually saw Bobby as a kid back before my parents got divorced, so this has probably been around 1972, maybe going into 73. Bowling High School did Snoopy Come Home, you know, the musical. And I remember going to see that, and Bobby told me later he actually was Snoopy. So if you remember, like, the big song, you know, supper, 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 supper time. That was Bobby dancing around. I remember that still to this day as a kid. So I actually saw Bobby way back then. But right now we're going to focus on the beginnings of the Bobby Jones Orchestra, later the Bobby Jones Czech Band. We'll hear three more songs from the Texas Plainsmen, of which Bobby was a member. All these are going to be Czech songs. And with a name like Bobby Jones, you would tend to think, how did he learn Czech? Well, he didn't. Well, at least he didn't know it. Bobby was totally self-taught. And he did sing Czech. But everything he learned was straight off of records. You know, it was all by ear. had no lyric sheets or anything. It was just all from listening to polka records over and over and over again. I never asked him, but I'm pretty positive that Leroy Motoka was his major, you know, influence. He based his band pretty much the same lineup as far as instrumentation as Leroy had. Named it similar to Leroy Motoka Orchestra, the Bobby Jones Orchestra. So I think Leroy was one of his big inspirations. So I'm sure he listened to a lot of Leroy Motoka albums. But like I said, Bobby could not speak Czech at all. You know, he didn't know what he was saying. Half the time he kind of mangled the words, and just basically on what he heard on recording. So anyway, we're going to feature a few more songs from the Texas Plainsmen, and then we'll talk some more about how the Bobby Jones Orchestra came into being. So here we go, back into the music. Just a real quick set, three numbers, starting things off with the Beautiful Grove Waltz. Thank you. Again, nice little waltz number there. Days of my youth. Where are those days of my youth? Right before that, we heard musicians come out and play. And like I said, very short set, started that off with the Beautiful Grove Waltz. And like I said, those are all numbers by the Texas Plainsmen out of the El Campo area from 1982. Very shortly after that, at some point, within that same year, for whatever reason, I have no clue. I've never bothered to ask anybody to find out the reason. Bobby Jones left the Texas Plainsmen and decided to start his own band. And there was another band which I've featured a lot on this show, the Edna Polka Boys out of the Edna, El Campo area. Edna's just a few miles away from El Campo. And that band was primarily a family band made up of the Zetkas. You had Joe Zetka Sr., Papa Joe, who played trumpet and saxophone and did vocals. His wife, Teresa Zetka, played bass and also would do backup vocals. And their son, Joe Zetka Jr., JoJo, who was a multi-instrumentalist, played accordion, guitar, clarinet, saxophone, pretty much anything he laid his hands on. Anyway, they were in the Edna Polka Boys. At some point, that band broke up, and the Zetkas moved over, and they joined with Bobby Jones to form the Bobby Jones Orchestra. Also in the band was Harvey Ficus from Beasley on drums, and rounding out the band was actually Bobby's sister, Becky, who played trumpet and did vocals as well. So at some point in 1982, that band formed. In 1983, I've recounted this story many times. In October, they played down in New Taton for my Grandpa Frank's 80th birthday celebration. While we were there, my dad dragged me up on stage, explained how I was a trumpet player, and asked could I sit in. I'm sure they had a little trepidation. I know how that goes when people come up to the stage and tell you they're a musician and ask to sit in. You never know what you're going to be handed, but luckily I could hold my own. So I got up on stage, played a few numbers with Bobby in the band, and apparently did okay. And the next week they were playing in Sealy, which is where I was living, and so Bobby asked me if I would be interested in coming sitting in with them that afternoon for a regular full dance. I said, sure, why not? Sounds like fun. Went and played with them and pretty much was hired on the spot to join the band. Becky, Bobby's sister, was engaged at the time, and I think she was, never meant for that to be a permanent job. I think she was just kind of helping Bobby out, filling in, but never meant to be a permanent member of the band. I think she kind of wanted to live her own life and not be involved in the band life so much, so I kind of took her spot, and I wound up playing with them about the next 5 years. I think it's probably 1987-88 when I finally quit the band. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but anyway, we're going to feature some music from the Bobby Jones Orchestra, and these are all circa 84 through 86, these recordings. It's just various recordings. I don't know where they're from or anything like that. But I just want to feature a good variety of tunes, give you some feel for the band. And we had a great band. We had a really great band. I'll talk some more about that later. But I'm very proud to have played with Bobby Jones and his band because we made some good music. So anyway, we're going to do a nice long set here. Start things off with a great polka, one called Clover by the Water.